All right, our next speaker is James Holm. He has what school did you graduate from?
Westview High School.
He just graduated from Westview High School and will be attending the University of California, Riverside. He will be majoring in neuroscience. His goals are to become a researcher and to make scientific discoveries. It's a good start. In personal life, he enjoys playing soccer and strategy games, and his dream is to own a Slurpee machine. These kids have been fun to work with this summer.
Test.
He won't let you show unless you can hear.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, the lab I work in is the Computational Neurobiology Lab, or CNL for short. CNL is very computer-oriented. Basically, everybody who works in CNL does programming of some sort. One division of the lab called MCell does mathematical models of the cell, such as that picture there. There's also computer simulations of hippocampal functions and neural network firings. And the knowledge that's gained is then made available to the public and the scientific community through the web. My mentor, John Jacobson, who works in CNL, is a philosophical type of guy. He's interested in how we perceive reality, specifically grapheme perception. And graphemes are basically just letters of the alphabet. And he wants to know how graphemes are mediated in spatial frequency channels. He also studies subjective experience, which is what takes place inside the mind as opposed to the external world. I've carried on his work in dealing with subjective experience. And I've done it through Flash programming. Flash is set up to make movies. There's a timeline, which is on the top there. And within the timeline, there are layers, and layers give the movie order and structure. And within the layers, there are frames, and text, images, and code can be placed in the frames to make the movie do things. And my main task was to write code. And I was writing code to show how our perception of causality can be tricked.